Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parashat Balak, Destroyer. Week 40, 6th Aliyah. And Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars here for me, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams here for me." And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on the altar. Numbers 23, verses 29 and 30. How much are we willing to pay to get a word from heaven at the right time? Even though it's possible that Balaam was trying to bribe Hashem, we can still see a principle here about the price of partaking in the true prophetic revelation. How much is prophecy worth? How many innocent animals had to die so that the prophetic word would be revealed to the prophet? This was a prophecy that would only have a few verses in the Torah. The prophetic word is very valuable. This teaches us that prophecy comes by a combination of the divine will and man's sacrifice. Balaam knew very well that it was necessary to bring a large offering in order to become a channel of the prophetic word. Are we willing to offer as much as 14 animals in order to have the prophetic word among us? Do we want prophecy? How much are we willing to give for it? Are you willing to fast, sacrifice hours in prayers, and hours in your night's sleep in order to become a prophetic channel for the eternal? How much is prophecy worth to you? This text teaches us that even though the elements are there, I'm referring to the natural gift and the supernatural ability to prophesy, prophecy will not come unless there is sacrifice from man's side. Are we willing to pay the price? When you're going to make an important decision in your life, you need a prophecy, a word from heaven. Are you willing to do your part in order for the word to come to you? Not that we can force the Eternal to speak to us and give us prophetic words. The purpose of our sacrifice is not to appease the Eternal, but that to humble ourselves and prepare ourselves to receive signals from heaven. The supernatural manifestation is a result of the sacrifice among the people. Why were there such great miracles in connection with the Exodus from Egypt? It was because 400 years of prayers and cries for deliverance had gone by. Why did the Spirit come with powerful manifestation in Acts chapter 2? It was because the assembly had been in prayer and perhaps fasting for 10 days, preparing for Shavuot. The greater the sacrifice, the more power will be revealed in the prophetic word. Let us seek the truth that comes from heaven with all our hearts, and let us be willing to pay the price not only to get the truths, but also walk in them. Kol Tuv and Shalom.